I'd like to make a few announcements here in the middle before we hear Sandra Alcoser's work. We do have some very beautiful broadsides that are on display out in the hall that were made by Brighton Press. One of them, I think, is of Sandra's work and some other two of her work. Very beautiful, very expensive, so feast your eyes. That's probably all you'll want to do. Also, there are a number of readings that I'd like you to know about coming up this week. Tomorrow night at the Shane House at 8 o'clock, Hugh Steinberg is reading with Melanie Weiss. That's 218 South 4th Avenue. Friday night down at the Tucson Museum of Art, our own Elizabeth Evans. And Tenny Nathanson will be reading in the Chack's Press series Here and Now. And next Wednesday, poet Judith Barrington will be reading here. I'd like to acknowledge some of the people who helped sponsor this competition and brought Pete and Sandra to us, and also are bringing Elizabeth Evans and John Sullivan up to Montana in this exchange program. We got help from the Arizona Commission on the Arts, the Montana Commission on the Arts, the Western States Arts Federation, and the Lila Wallace Reader's Digest Fund, all of whom were interested in more exchanges state to state so that we'd get to learn more about the work of others in our region that we didn't know. So we're thankful to all of them for helping. Our second reader tonight is Sandra Alcoser. She makes her home some of the time in the Bitterroot Mountains in Montana. She has been directing the creative writing program at San Diego State University, and she teaches there poetry, fiction, feminist poetics, and nature writing. Her book, A Fish to Feed All Hunger, was published by the University of Virginia Press in 1986. It's out of print, but I think we have a pamphlet out there if you'd like to order it. It's being reissued by Asata Press, and it should be out quite shortly. She's won many awards and published in many important places. Among her awards, two NEA fellowships, a Breadloaf Fellowship, and a Pushcart Prize. I love about her work that she brings a great deal of passion along with a scientist's eye, and I don't mean a cold analytical eye. I mean an eye for the fine and beautiful detail of the natural world. Please welcome Sandra Alcoser.